Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, March 30th, 2021. As of March 28th, 11.7% of Berliners have received one corona vaccination, 5% have been fully vaccinated, and the 7-day incidence in the capital has increased to 143.4. Berlin epidemiologist Dirk Brockmann believes the recent tightening of the Senate's corona measures are not enough. Brockmann told RBB's InfoRadio yesterday morning that contacts must be substantially reduced in Berlin, and only that can reduce incidences, as Portugal, for example, has shown. The scientist, who teaches at Humboldt University and works for the RKI, is calling for a short, 3-week hard lockdown. He added that testing alone will not do justice to the situation and that more measures are needed to reduce the number of contacts, comparing the infection situation to a car traveling at 150 kilometers per hour and accelerating in a 100 kilometer per hour zone. Brockmann said it does make sense to expand the home office offering, as many people in open plan offices have become infected, and he also welcomes the requirement for employers to test their employees, explaining that way, infected people with an atypical course can be identified in time. He also believes the FFP2 mask requirement is a good measure. However, he emphasized that the dynamics of the pandemic should not be forgotten, warning, quote, "We are in a rapid growth and case numbers are going through the roof," unquote. He believes a collective stand must now be taken against the virus. That also means, according to Brockmann, continuing to avoid Easter and private contacts. As we've reported, the Berlin Senate decided last Saturday that the recent relaxations in the corona measures would not be withdrawn. In view of the rising infection figures, however, stricter conditions for employers were decided. Mayor Müller admitted that this is an important step and, at the same time, a burden for many companies, however, adding, quote, "But we can't keep restricting in the private sector, children, schools, and retail," unquote. Additionally, in the capital, the mask obligation is being tightened. Everywhere where medical masks were previously required, for example, in stores, doctor's offices, cultural institutions, and public transport, an FFP2 mask requirement will apply starting tomorrow. And the amount of corona testing in the Hauptstadt is to be significantly expanded. BVLG CEO Eva Kreienkamp announced in an interview with the Berliner Zeitung that buses are soon to open their front doors for boarding again, as they did before the corona pandemic. However, unlike in the past, it will no longer be possible to buy tickets with cash on the bus. The front doors are expected to be opened again in mid-April, along with a pilot project for cashless and contactless payment. For passengers, this will mean that they will be able to buy tickets on all BVLG buses with ETC and credit cards, and cash will no longer be accepted to avoid unnecessary contacts in corona times. According to the BVLG, the temporary should become a permanent solution. Kreienkamp also announced that the BVLG will issue a rechargeable prepaid card that passengers can use to buy tickets on the bus and elsewhere. The tender has been completed, and the BVLG expects the rechargeable card to be available for purchase from the second quarter of 2021. Initially, they will be available at BVLG sales outlets and later in drugstores. The BVLG boss also reported on considerations for a new ticket system, which has been under discussion for some time, intended to retain customers and attract new ones. Since the start of the 2020 pandemic, the number of Umfeldkarte subscriptions at BVLG has fallen by more than 10%. One of the reasons is that many Berliners are currently working from home. Kreienkamp explained that they are thinking about a public transport card that would work like a bond card for which a customer pays a basic fee, quote, priced in the range of a Netflix subscription. With it, tickets could then be purchased at a discounted price. The state-owned Berliner Verkehrsbetriebe operates buses, trams, and the U-Bahn in Berlin. The police in the capital are sending more officers into action on bicycles. The cycling patrols will be on the road primarily to monitor traffic and keep an eye on the behavior of civilian cyclists. Interior Senator Geisel and Police Commissioner Slovic introduced the new Hauptstadt bicycle patrols yesterday. Until now, there's been one police bicycle squad in Berlin, which was founded back in 2014. In the future, cycling patrols are to be deployed more comprehensively. In September of last year, Commissioner Slovic had announced more officers on bicycles, speaking of a, quote, indispensable entity on the streets of Berlin and a, quote, absolute improvement in the image of the police, unquote. According to the Berlin Senate's plan, the capital is to become more and more pedestrian and cyclist friendly. If an applicant for the police force in Berlin is suspected of being close to the criminal milieu, he or she may be refused employment until the allegations have been clarified. This was decided by the Berlin Administrative Court on March 21st. Specifically, it's about a man born in 1998 whose application for admission to the preparatory for the police civil service was rejected on March 1st because he is said to have had close contacts with those in organized crime circles. The applicant himself had no criminal record, according to the court. However, quote, a large spatial, friendly, and kinship proximity to criminal milieus was determined, unquote. Therefore, there is, quote, the considerable risk of a conflict of interest, which stands in the irresolvable contradiction to the police profession, unquote. Furthermore, there is also a fear of influence on other officers and, quote, doubts about the character suitability of an applicant, unquote. Specifically, the young man is said to be in close contact with a person who is listed with the police as a suspect in 24 cases of violent crimes, as well as in 7 cases of fraud, other theft, and threatening crimes. In addition, the applicant is said to have denied this connection in advance. The applicant had sued against the police rejection and filed an emergency motion against it, and that has now been rejected by the court. However, this does not mean a final no, as further clarification of the allegations against the applicant is necessary in the context of legal proceedings. Only there would the question have to be finally answered, quote, whether there are sufficient indications for a conflict of interest and or the influence of third parties on its service exercise of the applicant, unquote. The applicant can also appeal against the decision to the Higher Administrative Court of Berlin-Brandenburg. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.